Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge with me, Brian Thomas. Joining me is my co-host, Luckett Pieris. Start off with cricket news, IPL from Jaipur. Delhi Capitals have beaten Rajasthan Royals by 7 wickets with 5 balls to spare in a high-scoring game. Rajasthan Royals won the toss, decided to bat first, justified their choice because they made 225 for 6 despite losing openers Jaiswal and Suryavanshi, who have been their mainstay, cheaply. Both players were out in the power play overs, but then Riyan Padikkal, the captain, came up with a sterling performance. He made 90 runs in 50 deliveries, 5 massive sixes. Churiel made 42, but Donovan Ferreira, batting lower down the order, makes 47 in 14 deliveries with a strike rate of 336. 6 massive sixes. Unbelievable stuff, you know, for T20 cricket. Mitchell Starc, the Australian left-arm seamer, played his first T20 for the year 2026 in the IPL, took 3 for 40, and Kyle Jamieson took 1 for 40 as well. Now, he will not forget this game because he had the price scalp of Suryavanshi when he had him bowled off a brilliant yorker in his second delivery. But Delhi Capitals were superb. Got to the target in 19.1 overs, losing 3 wickets with KL Rahul making 75. Pathum Nisanka, the Sri Lankan who was dropped for the last match, came up with a sterling performance. He made 62. Nitesh Rana, 33. Now, I'd like to make mention about Pathum Nisanka. He could have easily got 100 the way that he was batting, but a careless reverse sweep of Jadeja saw him walking back to the hutch, ruled LBW for 62. Those are areas one reckons he needs to really look at. Tristan Stubbs batted till the end. He was unbeaten on 18, and Abu Josh Sharma made 25. Now, I'll have the points table ready for you tomorrow on our podcast. But today's game is between Chennai Super Kings taking on Mumbai Indians in their own backyard in Chennai. Both teams are at the bottom of the table. Chennai Super Kings in sixth position will definitely need a win. And Mumbai Indians are lamenting in the eighth position. Let's see as to how that game will go. Well, that's franchise cricket for you. Right, into international cricket. New Zealand men's team will take on Bangladesh in the fourth ODI today. Remember that Bangladesh are leading the 5-match series by 2 games to nil. The third game was washed off. And Sri Lanka women riding high in Bangladesh. They've already won the T20 series and the one-day series. The T20 series, they are leading by 2 games to nil. So today's game, scheduled to be played at 1 o'clock in the afternoon and telecast on Dialog TV, is going to be a dead rubber. But I can assure you there'll be plenty of people watching this game because the women, both Bangladesh and Sri Lanka, are playing exciting cricket. So the dead rubber coming up, Sri Lanka versus Bangladesh women. Remember, at 1 o'clock, live telecast is on Papare TV. Right, before I wind up, let me give you the schedule for the much-awaited second week of the school's rugby league, sponsored by Dialog. St. Peter's College versus St. Joseph's, scheduled to be kicked off at 4:15. You can watch the live coverage on channel 126 of Dialog TV. Trinity College Kandy will take on St. Anthony's College. You can watch this also on channel number 20 of Dialog TV. Wesley College will take up Mahanama. And this is telecast on channel 127 for your viewing pleasure. And last but not the least, this is Patna take on DSN and Ayaka. That will be quite an interesting game, I'm told. And that will be on channel 62. So 4 games today and 5 games coming up tomorrow. I don't want to complicate you with too much of statistics. So tomorrow we'll give you the 5 games that are to be played along with the results of today's game. The cricket news from between Chennai Super Kings and Mumbai Indians, which is a very, very interesting game, and also the points table. Right, that's it from me and Lakhit Peters this morning. I hope you did enjoy our podcast as much as we did enjoy bringing it to you. Look forward to your company tomorrow. In the meantime, sit back, relax, as we spin you a couple of records for your listening pleasure.